Okay, so we left off before the joke talking about humbleness. So I know you guys don't like checklists or to-do lists, but I'm going to suggest one. Use this every day. Show thanks to God and others. Keep an open mind when you are listening to others. Accept fault when you're wrong. Trust in God's plan even when it does not make sense. Show love and patience to everyone that you meet.
Yes.
And refrain from showing pride.
Yes.
We'd probably be in pretty good shape if we could do that. This is the last suggestion for adjusting your attitude, and it's something that I think is very, very important. And I think it's something that the world has lost. It's respect.
Amen.
Respect for your family, your friends, authority. And respect helps you to see the best in others, even though they may not see it in themselves. So when you treat somebody with respect, you're letting them know that they're valued and that they are important. And sometimes that's all it takes is for somebody to take that step, is for you to have some respect to them, to help them. And respect is, in the, really, when we, the way that we treat other people, if someone were to be standing over there watching, it's a reflection of ourselves. Know that we all are made in the image of God. Well, then that should prompt us to see the value in others, because we're all the same. God calls us to love one another and follow the golden rule. Do to others what you would like them to do to you. So we've spent quite a bit of time talking about a positive attitude. Let's just talk a little bit about what does a negative attitude produce. And I am an expert, by the way, on negative attitudes. I've had a lot of good teaching in my lifetime. Working with a bunch of men, no pun intended, ones that don't follow the Lord, and by my teenage years of running. Negative thinking limits God and our potential. Being positive does not mean that we are denying the existence of something that is difficult. And I love this part. It just means that we believe that God is greater than the difficulty. Negative thinking blows everything out of proportion. We all know about Murphy's Law. Nothing is as easy as it looks. Everything takes longer than you expect. And if anything can go wrong, it will at the worst possible moment. Negative thinking keeps us from enjoying our life. And as we read earlier in Romans 12:2, God has a good life for us. But we have to have our mind completely renewed in order to experience it. Today's message title, A Year-End Attitude Adjustment, is best summed up in the book of Philippians. Philippians is known as the Epistle of Joy because Paul had a phenomenal attitude while he was writing it. Here he is in prison, and he's rejoicing in every circumstance, and he's finding joy in the middle of those trials. Don't you think he had every reason to be discontented and upset by the world's standards? And here he is preaching for the gospel. But despite those circumstances, he still has joy and thankfulness. It's really difficult for us to grasp how faithful he was to the Lord, because we've not experienced that kind of persecution firsthand. I haven't. So if you were imprisoned, would your top priority be to show joy, preach humility, love, and service. It's incredible to me that Paul had every earthly reason to put his hands on his hips, roll his eyes, stomp his feet, and walk off. Pout, be angry, or even question God's plan. But he chose to rejoice. So instead of us being filled with fear and anxiety, worry, why don't we choose contentment and prayer? That's what Paul did. That kind of trust and confidence in the Lord today in the world is a little difficult to find. But we can be those people. We can be the light. In the following verses, we are given a living picture of the mind of Christ, one that's of humility and obedience. And if you belong to Christ, you have his mind. Jesus has shown us how his mind will create expressions of humility in the lives of those who belong to him. When we study his word, when we fix our eyes on him, he'll teach us his attitudes, his thought patterns, and his ways of humility. This is the Message translation in Philippians 2. And if you'll later this week get time and read that, that really will speak to you, but I want to share it with you. If you have gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if his love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, then do me a favor. Agree with each other. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the top. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but he didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to those advantages of that status, no matter what, not at all. When the time came, he set aside those privileges of deity, and he took on the status of a slave. He became human. Having become human, he stayed human. And it was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death, the worst kind of death, crucifixion. Because of that obedience, God lifted him high and he honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before this Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the master of all to the glorious honor of God the Father. There is no better way to get an attitude adjustment than to take on the mind and the heart and attitude of Jesus. When we clothe ourselves in humility, we find true joy and contentment regardless of our circumstances. And our worth is found in knowing Jesus, not in our circumstances or our daily trials. So I challenge you tomorrow morning, January the 1st, when you wake up, before you pull the covers back, are you going to exercise a worldly attitude or a godly attitude?